Hi, thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Helpline. My name's Alexa. We are on a recorded line. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Angela Story.
Hi, Miss Story. How are you doing?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for asking. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Hair Relaxer lawsuit?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I do apologize if any of these questions are repetitive. It's just to make sure that we have the correct information on file, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter? Or sign documents with another law firm?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, is this for yourself or for a loved one?
It's for myself.
Okay. Have you used hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I hate asking this question. Were you diagnosed with cancer after using hair relaxer?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm so sorry to hear that. I'm sorry for everything you've experienced. What type of cancer were you diagnosed with?
Ovarian.
Oh. Now, do you know the subtype? If not, that's okay.
Yeah, it was serious low grade, stage one.
Okay. And when were you diagnosed?
I was diagnosed November
13th, 2023. Okay. November 13th, 2023. And what state were you diagnosed in?
What state? Oh, California.
California. Okay. And who was your diagnosing doctor?
My diagnosing doctor was Sanaz Amini.
Okay.
Obstetrician, OBGYN.
Okay. And how do I spell that? I don't want to spell it incorrectly.
S-A-N-A-Z.
Okay.
A-M-I-N-I.
And is Dr. Amani located at 11234 Anderson Street in Loma Linda, California?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Okay, bear with me. I'm just copying over the phone number. Okay. Now, I know you've already answered this question, but do you currently live or were you diagnosed in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee?
No.
Okay. Did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year before being diagnosed with cancer?
Yeah.
Okay. On average, how many times per year did you use hair relaxer before your diagnosis?
5 to 6.
Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yeah.
Okay. What is your date of birth?
4/23/78.
4/23/1978? Yeah. Okay. Were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay. And then I know you've already answered this one as well, but what state did you use hair relaxer?
California.
Okay. When did you start using hair relaxers? What year?
2004.
And do you know about what month?
Probably February.
February, okay. And when did you stop using a hair relaxer?
November 2023.
Okay. And how often did you apply these products? Weekly, monthly, four times per year, less than four times per year?
Yeah, probably 5 to 6 times a year.
Okay. So it doesn't give me that option, so I'll put monthly since it's more than four times. Okay. And how many consecutive years did you use hair relaxer products? Did you use
19?
Okay. And did you mainly receive hair relaxer treatment in a salon, home, or both?
Salon.
Okay. Do you have any receipts for these visits? If not, it's okay.
I might.
Okay. I'll put unsure for that, okay?
Okay.
What brand name products have you used?
L'Oreal Dark and Lovely.
Okay. Now, this question I don't like the way it's worded, so I'm going to break it down, okay? So, did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what type of treatment have you received?
I got chemotherapy, immunotherapy, a hysterectomy, complete hysterectomy.
And when did you start treatment?
November 2023.
Okay. Do you know what day?
It was like 5 days after my diagnosis, so like the 19th?
19th, okay. So I have 11/19/2023.
Yeah.
Okay. And who was your treating doctor?
My treating doctor was Bruce Hayton.
Okay. And how do I spell his last name?
Hayton.
Thank you. Is he at 81 Highland Springs Avenue, Suite 201 in Beaumont, California?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Now, this is for the HIPAA-compliant medical record release forms. Can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Okay. And your marital status?
Single.
Okay. And I have your first name as Angela, A-N-G-E-L-A?
Yeah.
And I have your last name as Story, S-T-O-R-Y?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a middle initial?
L.
L as in Linda?
Yeah.
Okay. And what is your social?
614-20-0235.
Okay. I have 614-20-0235.
Correct.
Okay. Do you have health insurance coverage?
No.
Okay. I have your email as creditgodmother@gmail.com. Is that still current?
Yeah.
Okay. And that's creditgodmother@gmail.com?
Yeah.
Okay. And this 909-545-1242, is this your home phone or your cell phone?
Cell phone.
Okay. Now, and is it the best phone number to reach you at?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, when we reach out to you, would you prefer a phone call first, a text first, or an email first?
A text first.
Okay. When is the best time of day to reach you, morning, afternoon, or evening?
Oh, anytime.
Okay. What is your home address?
1182 West 11th Street, San Bernardino, California, 92411.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to read that back to you to make sure I have it correct. I have 1182 West 11th Street in San Bernardino, California, 92411.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have documentary support for your date of diagnosis, example medical records?
They're with the doctor.
Okay. So you don't have a copy on you, but there is a copy at the facility, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Now, if needed to, would you be able to provide those medical records by mail or electronically? Or either?
Well, either one, I suppose, yeah.
Okay. Now, we request a contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case. Does your emergency contact live with you or does not live with you?
Live with me.
Okay. And their first name?
Aaron.
And is it A-A-R-O-N or E-R-I-N?
A-A.
Okay. And their last name?
Impastado.
How do I spell that?
I-M-P-A-S-T-A-T-O.
I-M-P-A-S-T-A-T-O?
Yeah.
Okay. And their phone number?
909-581- 5026.
Okay, 909-581-5026.
Yeah.
Okay, and their relationship, spouse, relative, friend?
Boyfriend.
Boyfriend, okay. All right. Okay, I must have hit the wrong button for this one, so I'm going to re-ask it, okay? Have you used hair straighteners within the last 20 years?
Yeah.
Okay. I knew that you answered that, but I must have hit no on accident. Okay. All right. So are you familiar with DocuSign?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to be setting up the signed documents right now. I'm just going to go through the questions really quick one more time just to make sure I didn't make any other errors, okay? That way we don't need to refill out the documents at a later time, okay? So please stop me and correct me if I'm wrong, okay?
Okay.
I have that you did not already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim, correct?
Correct.
Okay. I have that you used it within the last 20 years, correct?
Correct.
Okay. I have that you were unfortunately diagnosed with ovarian cancer after using hair relaxer, correct?
Correct.
Okay. I have you were diagnosed November 13th, 2023 by Sanaz Amani at 11234 Anderson Street in Loma Linda, California, 92354. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. I have that you used hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year before being diagnosed, correct?
Correct.
Okay. On average, you used it about 5 to 6 times per year.
Correct.
Okay. You're a resident of the United States, and you were born on 4/23/1978.
Correct.
Okay, you were not diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay, you started using hair relaxer in California in February of 2004, and you stopped using hair relaxer in November of 2023?
Correct.
Okay, you use these products monthly and for 19 consecutive years?
Yes.
Okay. You received treatment mainly at a salon, and you may have the receipts for those visits.
Yes.
Okay. The brand name you used was Dark and Lovely, and I'm not going to reread that complicated question because you've already answered it, okay? And you said you received chemotherapy, immunotherapy, and a complete hysterectomy, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Your treatment date was around 11/19/2023, and your treating doctor was Dr. Bruce Hayden.
Correct.
Okay. Dr. Hayden is at 81 Highland Springs Avenue, Suite 201 in Beaumont, California, 92223.
Correct.
Okay. You confirmed your gender, you confirmed the spelling of your first and last name. Your social is 614-200-0235.
Correct.
Okay. And I confirmed your email twice. The phone number we're speaking on, the 909-545-1242, is a mobile phone.
Correct.
Okay. 1182 West 11th Street, San Bernardino, California, 92411 is your address?
Correct.
Okay. And the hospital has your medical records, and if you needed to provide them, you can provide them either electronically or through the mail, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Now, I am just making sure. Oh, okay. One more question. Do you have any other friends, family, or loved one who also used hair relaxers?
Yeah.
Okay. I am going to be texting you my personal contact information. If you'd like to share it, the best way to get this out that the and hold these companies accountable is word of mouth. If you do have anyone that would like a case evaluation, a free case evaluation as well, please have them reach out to me, okay?
Okay.
Okay, now bear with me. I'm going to be sending you those documents right now. All right, everything copied over correctly, so you will be receiving them to both your email and as a text message. Let me know if you receive them.
Okay. Yeah.
Now go ahead and open them, and if you have any questions with the documents, please let me know, okay? I'll be right here.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, I think I received them on my end. Okay, I did. All right. Now, I'm going to kind of explain how the process is going to work from here on out, okay? The law firm is going to be reaching out to you within 72 hours. Now, since it's Friday, I believe they're open on Saturdays. If you don't hear from them by Wednesday, please give me a call and I will connect you to them, okay? So give me a call Thursday, okay? I'm also going to text you right now with my phone number, so bear with me. Your phone number over, bear with me, okay? And then if you have any questions or concerns, or like I said, if you know anyone else who was also affected by them, please feel free to reach out to me.
Okay.
Do you have, while we're on the phone right now, do you have any questions for me?
No.
Okay. I do want to say my heart, you know, goes out to you for everything that you've experienced. I do apologize that I had to ask these questions. I know they may open some old wounds. I do admire your strength through such a difficult time. And if you have any questions or concerns, please feel free to reach out to me, okay?
Okay.
Okay. I want to thank you for your time. You have a blessed day and a happy new year.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Right.